This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. An investigation is underway into an air tragedy overnight in Ukraine. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in the eastern part of the country. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made accident-prone Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the incident a shock. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice to fill the Supreme Court vacancy today at the White House. It is widely believed he will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend, after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a dominant 6-3 margin. It is something President Trump clearly wants to use to energize his important constituency of religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term in the White House. Among the fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide and tilt the court toward abolishing Obamacare. That case is due to be argued shortly after the November 3rd election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. All of this figures to be part of next week's first televised presidential debate between Donald Trump and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. France has opened a terrorism investigation into yesterday's Paris knife attack that seriously wounded two people near the old offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of French production agency Première Ligne were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside. Because of the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attack 5 years ago, the case has been assigned to anti-terrorist prosecutors. Four U.S. states reported record one-day increases in COVID-19 cases yesterday as the nation surpassed the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are rising the fastest in the hard-hit Midwest, reported more than 2,600 new infections, surpassing its previous record set a week earlier. Minnesota, Oregon, and Utah also experienced record numbers. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 204,000, with 7,034,000 COVID-19 infections. The worldwide figure is nearly 32.6 million coronavirus cases, with deaths just under 990,000. India is seeing a drop in daily COVID cases, though the figures are still dramatic. In the latest 24-hour period, India reported 85,000 new infections, raising its confirmed case count to 5.9 million. Its death toll of more than 93,000 is third worst in the world, behind only the United States and Brazil, which between them have lost 344,000 lives to COVID, with a combined 11.7 million infections. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of virus cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. London is on a COVID watch list and could soon find itself saddled with new restrictions. Britain is fourth in the world with COVID fatalities, 42,000, with the number of cases approaching 426,000. The World Health Organization says infection rates are climbing across Europe and is calling on governments to be proactive to deal with new outbreaks of the disease ahead of the flu season. Officials in the Australian state of Victoria, a COVID-19 hotspot, said today that social distancing restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced, as new daily numbers hold near three-month lows. Victoria reported just 12 new COVID cases over the latest 24-hour period. State Premier Daniel Andrews says he'll update the schedule for easing curbs tomorrow. New Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping have talked by phone, and afterwards Suga said the stability of Japan-China relations is crucial not only for the two countries, but also for the region and the world. The two leaders agreed to work closely together with high-level meetings in the future. More news online at voanews.com. You can also use our convenient mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.